This is DN Shard from Dungeon Quest, and you're listening to the QGN Community Cast.
Help me!
Stop it, Grandpa.
Huh?
Stop it!
I need help!
Go away!
Quest Gaming Network is proud to present the QGN Community Cast.
Hello, and welcome to your QGN Community Cast, the place where the show's made up and the notes don't matter. This episode is episode 6, recorded on Friday, September 28th, 2012. I am your host and community manager, Fred. And Keth is not here tonight because Keth has to work early tomorrow. But that's okay because I'm taking the helm and we're going to go ahead and steer this podcast on. Joining me tonight in our host hot seat is Daniel Boone Wilson, the original third chair host of Minecraft Off the Record. And the creator of the Creeper Corner Mods and Texture Pack segment of that show. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here. I've been looking to have the podcasting spotlight on me once more since you guys kind of kicked me off the Minecraft show. Yeah, you know.
I don't believe that we kicked you off, Dan. It was more pushing than kicking. Bowbender pushed you out of that chair. I had nothing to do with that.
All right. Whatever you say. I know what really happened.
So, anyway. Dan, before we get into it here, why don't you tell the good folks about our sponsor tonight?
Alright, our sponsor for this episode is Tweaked Audio Earbuds. They make probably the best earbuds you can find in the market. They are super durable. I mean, Fred has had multiple pairs and he hasn't been able to break a single one, which is really saying something when we're talking about Fred.
It's true, I break all kinds of things.
Anyway, if you go to tweakedaudio.com and input the code off the record, all one word, and you will receive, what was it, Fred?
30%.
30% off your Tweaked Audio earbuds. So just type in that word again, off the record, all one word, and get your low price earbuds.
That's right, and that applies to the whole cart. So if you have 20 pairs of earbuds in there, that's 30% off your whole order. And now, Dan, how about telling the good folks a little bit about yourself now?
Well, what's there to say? I'm a 19-year-old gamer. I've been gaming practically all my life. The person that really got me into gaming was my older brother, Joe the Witcher Wilson. I've basically been a Nintendo fanboy all my life until just recently. I know. Nintendo.
Hey, Nintendo's made some classic games. There's no shame in being a Nintendo fanboy. Your brother might have that deep-seated hatred for Pokemon, but I'm not on that camp.
Totally, man. Yeah. Nothing will beat Pokemon. Nothing.
Now, did you get your love of games before or after you came to live with Joe? Because I did happen to hear the host journal that you put out, which was phenomenal, and people should definitely check that out if they haven't heard it yet. But for those that haven't heard it, why don't you give them a little bit of a summary of how you came to live where you live now and how you got started into gaming?
All right. Well, how I came to live in Alden, New York. Well, I used to live in Bakersfield, California, on the complete other side of the United States. Now, me having been a great admirer of my older brother since as long as I can remember, he offered me a opportunity to come and live with him when I graduated high school. So I jumped on that bandwagon as soon as I could. Now, how I got started with gaming, it all started one Christmas when my older brother decided that he wanted to buy me my first gaming console. It wasn't my older brother, sorry. My parents bought me a Game Boy Color with a copy of The Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Time, and Pokemon. I believe it was Silver. I played that thing religiously. You cannot tear me away from it.
Silver? I would have thought you would have gotten the yellow edition to have Pikachu follow you around.
Nah. No, it wasn't silver. It was crystal. We got the second gen. So.
Oh, see, those ones were coming out as I was coming off of my Pokemon kick. I was there when Red and Blue came out, and then Yellow was basically the same game with the Pikachu thing. And, you know, by the time Crystal and all those other ones were coming out, I had mostly moved out of my Pokemon phase.
Yeah, that was like the start of it. What really, really kickstarted it was when I got my Nintendo 64. And my older brother gave me Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. I had heard so much about The Legend of Zelda. I was so excited when I unwrapped that Christmas present. I went straight into my bedroom, forgot about Christmas dinner, only ate a little bit so I can go play that game. And I loved it. I loved that game. It was phenomenal. Ever since then, I have been playing my Nintendo 64, my PlayStation 2. I've had a GameCube and all sorts of other stuff. And it's just been really awesome.
So do you currently have any of the current consoles, like a PS3 or an Xbox?
Right now, all I got up here in my apartment is my computer to keep me company. I do occasionally go downstairs and play on the PlayStation 3 with Joe. I mean, lately we have beaten Borderlands 2. We have already beaten our first playthrough. We're going back to the harder mode and beating it again currently.
Nice. So you guys have been spending a lot of time in that game then.
Yeah. Almost every night we've been playing until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I told Joe I'd just recently gotten a PS3 myself, and that's one of the games I've been looking at. I just haven't cracked down and bought it yet. But the same could be said for PlanetSide 2, because they're offering that package deal where you pay $40 and you get the station cash and you get beta access right now, and I just haven't sank the money in yet.
Yeah. Well, whenever you can, I highly recommend getting into both of them. They're lots of fun. I mean, me and Joe would sit hours and hours into PlanetSide 2 and Borderlands 2. It was just lots of fun. And the first night that we played Borderlands 2, me and Joe got together with another host from the Quest Gaming Network, Mike Forney, and we played together with him. We had lots of fun.
Hey, any game that comes out that lets the different hosts from the network play together, I'm all for. Because that seems to be the biggest problem we have, is getting one game that everybody's interested in.
I think most of us are playing Minecraft. Varin used to. I'm not sure if he's gotten back into it yet.
Yeah, I think he went on hiatus. Same with Keth. Keth hasn't been actively playing Minecraft in a while. But you're right, that would definitely be the game that... Well, that and Elder Scrolls Skyrim right now would be the game, two of them that are tied for the majority of us all playing it.
Yeah, I would guess so. I haven't really been able to get into Minecraft and Elder Scrolls on my own computer because my graphics card overheats whenever I try. So I'm trying to save up some money to get a new case and all that other stuff. Keep that in check.
Yeah, that's kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
So you have anything else?
No, that's basically it.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned your Zelda addiction, because that's going to feed right into our community listener this week. And joining us this week, my girlfriend, Paige, who also happens to be the editor of Joe's book, Continua, the second edition, and she is also a fan of our SWTOR Reforged podcast. Welcome to the show, Paige.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, it's simple. Just tell folks a little bit about yourself, like what kind of games you like to play and how long you've been playing games.
Oh, okay. Well, 23 years old. Been with Fred for 5 years. Oh, wow, that's a long time. We live in Ohio. I'm not originally from Ohio. I'm from South Carolina. He did the smart thing and brought some southern lady up here to this northern wasteland.
Yeah, I had to import.
Yeah. I look around and I'm like, ooh, I see why. No offense, Ohio.
I'm the only person around here that's a native born that doesn't have fins.
Yeah,
you hear that, Vector? I know you're listening.
Or udders. Or udders. But I've been a gamer for longer than I've actually been aware that I was a gamer. I suppose it started when I would just try to hang out with my older brother. He had some old consoles like Sega and things like that, and he had just all kinds of goofy games, and he eventually let me play with him. So we would play a lot of football games. It's probably where my sick addiction to football started too. And eventually ended up getting my own PlayStation, the original console. I had a bunch of silly games for that, like Spyro and Crash, and I thought I was so awesome, but I don't think I ever beat anything. And then came the Nintendo 64. And my older brother had the Ocarina of Time. I took it from him and put it in my Nintendo 64 and beat the crap out of it. And then Majora's Mask came out. And I think I got mine for Christmas too, oddly enough. And used to just be barricaded in my room, like, just exploring and having so much fun with that. In high school, I kind of went away from the games. I was kind of too busy focusing on my schoolwork. I didn't actually realize I was a gamer. And I'd hear other people talk about games religiously, and I'd be like, oh my God, you people are way too into this. And then my freshman year of college hit. Thanksgiving, I was by myself, and someone goes, hey, won't you try World of Warcraft? I was like, that sounds kind of stupid. And I did. And I've been playing the same character since November of 2007. I've only taken a break a few times. But since Warcraft, I have also dabbled in Rift. And most recently, Fred and I have been enjoying a lot of The Old Republic together. We try to play our characters a lot. He forces me to play Republic. Everyone should know that now. I don't like doing that. I'm so on board with being Darkseid.
But see, if you were more like me and you leveled up your Empire tunes first, then you could be playing Empire Races on the Republic side.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about that. Every time I'm like, hey, let's level Empire, you're like, hey, why don't we play our Smuggler and Jedi?
Well, you're wasting your time. You're leveling up a human.
Your face.
Now, me, I'm slowly taking over the Republic from the inside.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
If that's what we're doing, then I'm okay.
I like that explanation, Fred. That is probably the best explanation I've heard for playing a Republic character.
Would you expect any less from Sith Lord Korv? Really?
No. Oh, see. That's where I need to say this now. As bad and as mean and as big of a troll as you all think Fred is, I assure you, I am much worse than he is. I sound cute. But no. At least once every few months, I say something, and he gets this dumbfounded look on his face, and he stares at me in either disgust or delight and says, that's the worst thing you've ever said.
Oh, but you're not supposed to let Dan know you say those things about him when he's in the call with us. Come on.
I don't even know Dan.
What? I don't even know this person.
We don't even know each other. That's so mean.
Oh, welcome to Sith Lord Korv's domain. This is how the dark side rolls. So do you have anything else to say about that, Paige?
I'm editing Joe's book, The Empire of Continua. Been going through it, doing my thing. He needs it pretty soon, and I'm almost done with it. If you're listening, I'm almost done. I've been just going through doing my own thing, and funny story, the other night I was sitting here doing it, and he threw a curveball in the story. It's something I wasn't expecting. And I remember sitting here and I look at my dog and I scream, what? What? She looks so scared. And I couldn't believe what I was reading it. So good stuff. So when it's released, everybody needs to buy it. The second edition, edited edition. Much better.
Yeah, the version where you can actually pay attention to the story and you're not sitting there going, what? I don't even know what just happened for the last two chapters because I've been paying attention to all the misspelled words and stuff.
Oh, it's not so bad. I'm an editor for a living, so I'm used to this type of stuff. So.
Hey, I told Joe himself, I'm waiting for the second edition, and then I want to enjoy the story for the story.
You guys don't know how many times I reread that book. I have probably got to be a continuous number one fan right here. I read the first printed edition that he had. It was in the big blue binder. He said, hey, I want you to read this for me. I'm like, all right, sure. When I was done, I first told him, you're a jerk for making me cry while reading a book. And then I congratulate him on making such a moving and amazingly well thought out book.
I have a favorite character, and I don't know if I should talk about it because the character's introduced so late in the book, maybe within the last 10 or 15 chapters. I'm not even sure how to pronounce his name, but the little doorman that talks really fast, I just love that little guy. He's amazing.
Well, before we get into any spoilers, I think it's time to move on to the questions that we have for the show. And these come right from our community, Dan. And the first ones are for you. So, Dan, how did you get interested in podcasting?
Oh, all right, let's see. Well, it comes from the dark days of Joe's podcasting, the days he doesn't really like to talk about, but when he first started his Rift podcast with
He Who Shall Not Be Named.
He Who Shall Not Be Named, there. I was a fan of the show, and I was always bugging them, hey, can I be a guest? Come on, let me guest. I want to be a part of this. So ever since then, I've been asking Joe with every single project of the QGN, hey, do you think you can get me in? Can I be a guest? Can I talk? Until finally he brought up the idea of the Minecraft show about 3 months before he actually did it. I'm like, oh, dude, you've got to get me in on that. You have got to get me in on that. I'm a huge Minecraft player and will be perfect for the show. So then they started interviews and all that other stuff. And they found Fred. Fred was awesome. He was just what they were looking for. And I couldn't have been more relieved because I thought that if we didn't get another person on this show, it would not happen. So thankfully we got Fred and the show was a go. I was ecstatic, of course, until the first show came along. Then all that swept away and I was just like, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing for the first episode. And if you guys have listened to that episode, you can tell the conversation was kind of dry until we got into episode 4. And then we started getting to know each other and it kept on flying from there. That's how I got into podcasting and I've been loving to do it ever since.
You know, I'm glad you told that story, Dan, because one of my very first memories being on the Quest Gaming Network was that night when Joe and Ivarwin told me that I was hired. And I'll never forget when I was in a call with Joe and he invited you to the call, just hearing the level of excitement in your voice when he told you that I was going to be on the show and that the Minecraft show was actually going to happen. Because I knew you were really looking forward to that.
Oh, you wouldn't imagine how long I actually wanted to do podcasting. It has always been an interest of mine since my friend and brother, Joe, introduced me to it.
Well, you know, up front, being put in that position, because I was hired on to be the writer of that show when I was first coming on the network. And I was wondering if I was going to be able to cut it because, you know, Minecraft isn't like a standard game. Sometimes Minecraft goes a long time without any real significant updates. I wondered if I'd be able to have content to do it. So I'm sitting there having all these worries come to me. And then he invites you to the call. And just hearing the excitement in your voice, I'm like, yeah, we got to make this happen. Because this is going to let Dan down if this doesn't happen. I think you're about right. About the time we hit episode 4, we really hit our stride and things got really good from there and they just kept getting better.
Yeah.
You know, until the point when you got kicked off the show.
Yeah, up until then.
That's your dark days of podcasting, right? I used to be a podcaster and then I took an arrow to the knee.
ever since that, I've been trying the wheels on my way into some insider information and see what new projects Joe's thinking about in new shows, but I haven't found anything yet. Hopefully I'll be able to find something and I can be in on that show.
I'm sure an opportunity will come up, Dan, because you know you weren't removed from that show because anything to do with you. It was just your work schedule. So I'm sure as soon as something comes up that you're interested in the game and your work schedule allows for it, you'll be able to get on another show.
Yeah.
And you know, the network always has new things in the works, mm-hmm. things that are being whispered about in the shadows.
Another thing, you gotta admit it, the fans love me. It's a well-known fact.
That's definitely true. Even not being on the show now, you're still the heart of Minecraft Off the Record. People love you. You're more popular than, well, everybody but Dave. I'm not going to even lie about that. Dave is more popular than you.
I don't care. I can see why. He's incredibly funny, and he can pick on me to no end.
Yeah, but I think that could be said about most people on the network, Dan. That was on our application.
You have to be funny, and you have to be able to pick on other people.
Anyway, so the next question, Dan. How did you get interested in Minecraft?
This is an interesting story. In my junior year of high school, me and my best friend Tyler were hanging out at his house a lot, actually. So one of these days, I came over to his house and I see him in front of his computer playing this really blocky and weird game. I'm like, what you got there? He's like, this is probably the best game ever invented. This is Minecraft. So he's like, pull up a chair. So I pull up a chair and I watch him play this for a little while. I'm like, is there any way you can get me this? I don't care if it's a torrent or anything. I want this. I want this so bad. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I got my hands on Minecraft one way or another. I got a beta version and I installed it onto my computer, and I have been playing ever since.
We'd like to pause the podcast now to remind you that the Quest Gaming Network does not endorse piracy. Go ahead, Dan.
But ever since then, I've been trying to recruit others to Minecraft. I got my little brother, Eli. He saw me playing it once, and he's like, this looks stupid. How can you like this? Look at the graphics. I'm like, okay, it's not about the graphics. Come here, I'm going to let you play. After about half an hour or so, I couldn't pry him away from the computer. He's like, hold on. I just got to finish this.
Five more minutes.
And then I come back, and he's like, all right. I'm like, okay, looks like you finished that. He's like, oh, I got to mine this. I got to start this. I'm like, dude, chill. Let me play. What further interests me in playing Minecraft was my first multiplayer experience. In my computer class that I was taking, we had a version of Minecraft installed on the computers, which was awesome. We played whenever we had off time, because in that class, what we would do is take in the community's computers and repair them for free. So whenever we didn't have a computer to repair, we would be able to do pretty much anything that we wanted, or hit the textbooks. So everybody would just get together and have this huge LAN party inside of this Minecraft server that we set up. It was awesome. I mean, everybody was asking, hey, how do you make this? How do you make that? And I was always the person to turn to because I was playing since beta. I believe that we were close to Minecraft coming out for real when we started playing in that class. So everybody was asking me opinions and how to do this and how to do that. It was a lot of fun. That's how I got started in Minecraft, and I've been playing ever since.
That's definitely a good tale. I remember there were a few games that we used to like to play when we were like in study hall in high school and stuff. So, Dan, for one more question, what do you enjoy the most about being part of the Quest Gaming Network?
I enjoy just the podcasting in general. And another thing that makes it great is the people that I get to connect with. I mean, I've got Fred, Eve, Arwen, Dave. I've met Lou. Haven't really talked to him much, though. And I've met tons of people that I wouldn't have met any other way. This is podcasting is something that is great for different types of people to get together and find a common interest and just be able to relax and talk about what they really like to do and what really interests them. And that is what I enjoy about podcasting and the Quest Gaming Network.
Definitely. I have to completely echo what you're saying there, because I've met some incredible people doing this. And I was just telling Joe today, I hope that the people that we have on our network right now never leave, because we have such a great team. We work cohesively with one another, and I think we have a good balance. If anything, if we need to change at all, I hope that it's growing, and I hope we don't have anybody actually leave the network.
I know what you mean.
And I have a couple questions for Paige for our community.
We live together. What do you need to know?
Not what I need to know. It's what the listeners need to know.
Oh, they don't care.
So, Paige, how did you get interested in reading and writing?
Reading and writing. Reading probably just, I picked that up just being a kid, I guess. I was always kind of an advanced learner, so I was kind of always ahead of the class, you know, ever since, like, kindergarten. So just kind of something that goes along with that, I suppose. I guess it became more of a reading for pleasure than a reading for class thing, maybe about middle school. I would just get whatever books I wanted, and I would read them, but not until I hit high school did I get into some really amazing stuff. No one will probably agree with me on this. I'm not really into the fantasy type books. I've, you know, read Lord of the Rings, that type of thing. But my favorite type of book has to just be regular old fiction. Things that could happen in everyday life. I guess drama, in a way. My favorite author is Pat Conroy, and he's a Southern fiction writer. And I've read every single one of his books and reread them so many times, because he writes so beautifully. I feel like he's writing just for me. He's getting kind of old now. I'm kind of sad that he might not write another book. Maybe, you know, he'll kick the bucket or something.
So hang on. Did you actually read that book that I bought you, the first edition or whatever of his one book that you said you hadn't read yet?
You've bought me a couple of his books. Wait, hold on. Oh, you bought me The Boo. That was his first novel. And he wrote that while either right out of college or when he was still in college. And no, I have not read that one, so I take that back. I haven't read all his books. I own all his books. It's not very long. I think you bought that for me around the time I started working on Joe's books. I haven't really had the time to read for pleasure since I've been working my regular job and then working when I get home and trying to keep up with you.
Oh, no. I bought you that book like a year ago.
No,
I was like,
even.
Why haven't you read this? And you're like,
you don't even know where it is.
Because if I read it, then that means that I've read all of his books and then there's nothing new to consume.
I may have said that too. That may have happened.
Yeah, that did happen. I remember.
Oh, you know what? Be quiet. And writing. Oh, man. Writing. I guess I picked that up in middle school as well, because that's when I tested out of regular classes. They put me in the advanced English and literature courses. And because of that, I had a little more freedom, a little more creativity. So I started just writing whatever the teachers would ask me to. And, you know, they'd give it back to me and tell me how great it was. And God, I sound like such an elitist, cocky little thing right now, but I don't even care because I'm so good. But in high school, I won a bunch of awards for writing whatever creative stories I churned out. I had a couple teachers enter my stuff into contests and not even tell me. I've written a bunch of plays that have ended up being performed. Never anything amazing like Broadway, no. But things that were performed on the small stages, like at the high school mostly. And I'm writing right now. I haven't had a lot of time, but I'm starting to work on a book right now, and it's saved on my laptop. I only have part of the first chapter done, but my issue is that I'm an elitist and a perfectionist, so I've rewritten this several times, and I'll probably go back and rewrite it a couple more times before the first chapter's even done. So no one look forward to a book coming out by me, because that won't happen for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I could say my story started off similar. Back in elementary school and middle school, I used to get the papers that were like A pluses in reading and writing. And then, you know what? They'd punish me. They'd give me more books to read and expect me to write more. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do so good at this anymore, because every time I do, you give me more to do.
No, elementary school is not conducive to creativity. And I can give you a story right now of how it's not. I remember being in kindergarten and being told to color a picture of what it looked like outside. So I drew a tree and the sky, but my sky was pink and orange and purple, and my leaves were, I think, orange too. And the teacher told me that that was wrong, that leaves were green, the sky was blue. Okay, when the sun sets, there are all kinds of colors in the sky. This lady was crazy. She ended up, like, getting hit by a car, and my little five-year-old self was so happy. And I felt scared. No, I feel terrible now, but I remember standing next to a girl and being like, yeah, she got hit by a car and she deserved it.
Wow. Are you hearing this too, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
I told you.
Poor woman gets hit by a car and her little five-year-old students are sitting there going, yeah, woo!
Hey, that's how evil she was. I told you, I'm way worse than Fred, and there's proof it started at a young age.
Well, you just told me the story about like how you were an expert reader and writer, and you were cheering when your teacher got killed. So
she
basically,
didn't die. No, she didn't die.
You
she
were Matilda. That's what I'm getting from this.
No.
She was the trench bull. You were Matilda.
No, she did not die. She got better, and she retired, so...
Retired because she got better.
No, she was an old bat, but oh my god, I just said that. No.
He's just digging the hole deeper.
No, it's okay, because I don't care. She's probably dead by now. Wow, it just keeps getting worse. I still know people from kindergarten, and we still talk about how horrible that woman was, so I don't feel bad about this.
You know, I had an old teacher like that one time, but she wasn't quite like that, and I had her in middle school. And I remember it started the first day of school. I come in and I sit down. And this old woman, she had to have been like 140. She comes in and she's got that attendance sheet of everybody's names. And she's calling off everybody by their name. And, you know, this is back when everybody had assigned seats. And she gets to me and she's like, Fred! Fred! And then she just, of course, has to walk up next to me, screeching that into my ear and then telling me about every Fred that she's ever taught since the 1700s. And I'm sitting there like, I don't care. I could care less about all the Freds that you've known. No. And then before I knew it, the bell was ringing and class was over and this woman was still telling me about all the Freds that she knew.
Okay, she just seemed like she was trying to be friendly. This lady was, like, really mean. Like, now she would have definitely been fired. I remember seeing her, like, grab kids, not, like, inappropriately, but, like, grab them by the arm and, like, throw us around. She was terrible, so I don't feel bad about saying bad things about her.
Yeah, so you take it as she was being friendly. I take it as she was trying to see if the fixident would really hold her teeth in her mouth while she rattled off the F letter that many times.
Ooh, burn. Man, she must have been running on some strong Metamucil if she could talk to you for the whole period.
Oh, before our ratings with old people go down, I think it's time to ask you, Paige, how did you become interested in video games?
Didn't we cover this? No. How I, like, really, really got into it had to have been when I started playing World of Warcraft. Like I said, it was a Thanksgiving break. I was by myself. I just started playing, and before I knew it, I wasn't really doing anything else. I'd blow off my friends, and that's probably not healthy, but... I was so in it, and what's kind of silly is I had some family members that played back in South Carolina. Well, I was still in South Carolina at the time. They were across the state, so I couldn't see them. They played, and they encouraged me to play with them, and not until about 2 days into my World of Warcraft experience did I realize that they were complete and total noobs. And being that I try to be the best at everything I do, yes, that is that elitist cockiness coming through again, I quickly realized I couldn't be around these people anymore. Not that I didn't love them. That's kind of questionable. But I just couldn't do it anymore. So I ended up skyrocketing to being level cap. Me and Fred were hanging out a lot then, so that was the reason to keep me around Warcraft. Since then, the whole fantasy game, I've been really into the MMO thing. I haven't really found a game that's kept me playing as much as Warcraft until we got involved in Star Wars. We tried the Rift thing, and I liked it, but it just wasn't enough to keep me playing.
But hang on, Paige. You're skipping the most important part of the Warcraft story.
What?
You haven't even told the people about Toilet Duck. You know, that Blood Elf priest that stalked you.
Any female gamer can tell you a story about a stalker, so that's nothing interesting. And all you males out there, you've probably done it or know someone who did.
This guy was creepy, though. Every time we'd be playing together, that guy would show up. And the way that the story originally went was Paige was several levels below me when I hit level 60. And that wasn't the level cap or anything, but I had a significant number of levels on her because I started playing before her. Well, she would be like level 40, and she's out, or even less than that, maybe 36 or something. And she was out in a level 60-ish, close to 60 zone with me. And I had her sitting someplace safe while I was just grinding mobs and giving her XP. And this guy would be coming out there, finding her, and then standing there talking in slash save for 20 minutes, trying to convince her that that zone was too high of a level and she didn't belong there.
Like, I didn't know that. Still my favorite zone. Since then, I've played through every expansion. Some are better than others. I have my opinions on a new expansion. Won't go there. But I found a great group of guys that I... Oh, that wasn't necessary. I found a great group of guys recently that I just love to raid with. We hang out. We have a blast together. I wish Fred would join us, but he refuses to be assimilated, so he must be punished.
Well, I don't know that it's a fact that I refuse to be assimilated. I think that it's just a matter of I'm so enveloped in SWTOR right now that I haven't gotten back to Warcraft lately.
It's one night a week. Quit making your excuses.
I know, but it's the whole grinding from 85 to 90 to participate in that one night a week.
Yeah, I have to do that too, dude. We can do it together. What's up? You don't want to hang out with me. That's what it is, Dan. Dan, you want to hang out with me? We could play Zelda together. Let's ditch this clown.
Isn't Zelda a one-player game?
No, we'll take turns. He'll die, and then I'll take over and beat it.
So basically, you're going to be playing the whole time.
Yeah, just sit there and be quiet. Watch me play.
Okay. So, we're going to do things a little bit differently this week than we normally do on the community cast. Because we obviously didn't get people sending in requests to be on the show like they're supposed to be. We had a few people that were in the pool. We had a guy that was supposed to be on this week. And then he had to back out at the last minute because of something that came up. You know, we've had a lot of scheduling issues. And we're actually recording this episode pretty late at night. So
no,
Dan can
wanted
join
to
us.
See me?
Yeah, well, you know.
I see how it is, community. That's okay.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Feel free to send us emails and let us know if you want to see Paige back on the show. We'll let her know how many we get.
None. Zero.
Yeah, I think people are like afraid Keth's going to read their email or something. But yeah, if you are interested in being on the show as a community listener, go ahead and send us an email at qgncommunity@gmail.com. And feel free to specify which host you'd like to be on the show with. We'll try to get one or more of them on here. But, as I was saying, we're changing things up a little bit this week because of our community listener situation. We're going to have a few roundtable discussions this week. Well, it's more or less topics. I'm going to ask a question, and then I'm going to call on each of you to answer, and I'll answer it myself as well. And first up, we're going to start with you, Dan.
All right.
If you could change one thing about any video game, which game would it be? What would you change and why?
Just one game? All right, let me see here. I would have to say Assassin's Creed. And the reason behind that is I would like to change the whole free running aspect. I mean, whenever I try to do some awesome stuff in Assassin's Creed or do a race, I can't get him to go wherever the heck I want to do. On a mission, while I'm racing, and all this other stuff, I'll be racing this guy, and he'll veer off, jump down, and then I'll have to try and climb up the building again and get back and to win this race or mission or whatever. It just annoys the crud out of me to the point to where I almost rage quit. That's how bad it gets. And I know I'm not bad at the game because whenever I'm just running around assassinating random guards just for the hell of it, I do the free running and the climbing perfectly fine. But whenever any of this other stuff happens, nope, it doesn't work that well. I would just like that free running to be more fluid, to work a little bit better.
Yeah, I could see where you're coming from with that. I had similar issues. Well, it wasn't like a timed mission or anything, but when I first started playing Skyrim, playing it in third person was really throwing me off as far as controlling the character, because I was playing it with an Xbox controller on my PC. It took me a little while to get the hang of how the character actually moved, because when you're in third person, the camera isn't exactly directly behind your character.
Yeah.
You're kind of off to the side. So yeah, I could sympathize with that. And Paige, what would your answer be?
I guess because I'm such a WoW loser, I'd have to say I wish they'd quit making that game easier. Because I play a mage, and as a fire mage, I've always kind of just done whatever the heck I wanted. I have my own rotation, I have my own talents. I don't always do things by the book because I think that makes the game boring. And with this new talent system and everything, it seems like everything's become far too easy. And the proof of this would be that when my nephew was 2 years old, I had him sitting on my lap and playing my hunter very well. Yeah, let's not make it easy. Let's stop catering to crybabies. I know I sound like an elitist. Don't care.
And, you know, 2 points here. I wish Keth was here, because Keth would tell you how he used to raid on a mage as Frost. Because he completely refused to respect that character. And second, I would also say that at that time when your nephew was playing that hunter successfully, that's also when I decided it was time to scrap my hunter and start playing a shaman.
Right. No, I assure you, I can outmage you any day, Kev.
Oh, yeah, he sits here and brags, 2 years clean and sober. Yeah, but where is he now?
Probably I don't know.
Probably in a gutter somewhere, right, Kat?
I don't know him, so I don't know.
He'll know. So, as for me, what I would change about any video game would be SWTOR, most definitely. I would change the lame gear that you get on the Republic side. I would like to be able to make gear as a Synth Weaver on the Empire side and send it to my Republic characters through my legacy and have it have the Imperial look when it gets there. Instead of changing it into an ugly robe that looks like every other ugly robe on that faction.
True that.
And so for our next question, I'm going to start with you again, Dan. If you considered any part of your gaming career to be the golden age, which point would you assign that label to?
That is no question. I mean, that would have to be the Game Boy Color to the Nintendo 64. From Pokemon till Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. That was my gaming career golden age. I would just enjoy myself so much in playing The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, and Majora's Mask. I mean, sure, I would have to go to my friends and say, hey, can you help me figure out this certain part of this dungeon? Come on, help a brother out here. And, of course, I'd get a little bit of help, and that's how I beat the game for the first time.
Help a brother out? Really, Dan?
Yeah. I was so determined to beat that game. It would be the first game I had ever beaten in my gaming career. And that's actually what made it the golden age, because I actually did beat the first game of my gaming career, and that was Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time.
Well, next time you want to play some Zelda, I'll hook you up. I can figure that crap out pretty quick.
That's a good answer, though. So, Paige, what would your response be?
This is going to sound kind of sappy, but my golden age of gaming would probably be since you and I have played together from our goofy experiences and me being considerably lower level than you, being the same level and playing ridiculous amounts of PvP together to the time we play SWTOR and the time we play Lego Batman on the Wii. All of it's fun. Only when you make me grind is it boring, but it's been the most fun when I've been able to play with you.
Oh, you mean that one time that we spent half an hour trying to figure out how to move around the map on Lego Batman?
You know what? Whatever. It was fun.
That game was frustrating. I rage quit that after one session.
Yeah, but it was fun for me because it's fun watching you suffer.
Spoken like a true lady of the dark side.
That's right.
As for me, what I would have to consider to be the golden age of gaming would have to be back when I first got my first start into MMOs with the original EverQuest when I was in high school. Because that's just always going to be a time period that I look back fondly on, because that's where it all began for me. And even though I could go back to EverQuest now and realize, you know, hey, this game isn't nearly as good as I had thought it was at one point in time, it still has that magical feeling when I think back. Like, you know, this was something really cool, something unlike anything I've played before. And I just had a feeling back then that I don't get these days. You know, like when SWTOR was brand new and I started playing it, it's just more of the same. And Elder Scrolls Online is coming out next year, they say, and I'm sure that isn't even going to have the same magic that EverQuest did the first time I logged in. You can never really recreate that first MMO feeling.
I see how it is. You don't like playing with me. You should have answered the same thing I did. Come on, what kind of boyfriend is he? Damn, what kind of boyfriend is he?
No comment.
Yes, Dan, I'm sure you know a lot about having boyfriends.
Aww, so. No.
Excuse me, Fred?
No. No. Oh,
Did I say that out loud, Dan?
I believe you did.
I apologize.
No, I'm teasing, because you nerding out on EQ led you to Warcraft, so it's all good.
Yeah, that was actually how I did end up with World of Warcraft, was I ended up rage quitting EverQuest because of a big guild drama issue. But that's neither here nor there. It's time to move on to the next question for Dan. What's your favorite game as of this moment, Dan?
No contest, Borderlands 2. Favorite game.
Good answer. And Paige?
Probably Star Wars, yeah. Definitely.
Ditto. That's my top pick. Star Wars The Old Republic. And I have another question that isn't on the list. Well, I guess it kind of is, but kind of isn't. So I'm going to incorporate it into the next one, Dan. Are there any new games on the horizon that you're interested in? Or are you content with what we have for now? And also, if there is anything right now that you're interested in having, what would it be?
Oh, that PlayStation 3 game that's going to come out, Last of Us. I saw the E3 promotional trailer for that, and I'm like, oh, I've got to play this. This looks awesome. I've always been a fan of those post-apocalyptic games. I mean, I just recently started to play Fallout. I have also played Half-Life 2, which I'm not sure would count as post-apocalyptic, but I love that idea. I just love to find games that make you strive for survival and add new ways to just interact with the world. Like in this game, in the trailer, it showed that you can take stuff that you, junk that you would find. Like in the trailer, he had a bottle of whiskey and an old rag, and he went into his inventory, put it together, and made a Molotov cocktail to kill tons of these zombies or whatever they were. And I'm like, oh, that is going to be awesome. I've got to play this game.
Nice. And Paige, same question.
I'm content with what I have right now, probably because I'm too busy to really play anything else, because 6 out of 7 nights normally hanging around Fred playing a tour, and then I raid one night a week. Probably be getting more into Warcraft since the expansion's been released. The race to be level 90, and then again raid only one night a week. So I'm happy with what we have right now, just because I really don't really have the time for anything else.
And me personally, I'm mostly content with what I have right now. Mainly because I just bought Torchlight 2 yesterday. And I'm really looking forward to getting into Torchlight 2. Because you can never have too many dungeon crawlers. But for the most part, SWTOR's holding me over. I'm enjoying my time in that. And I'm going to be getting into Torchlight 2 here soon. Which I'm surprised that wasn't on your list, Dan.
Torchlight 2. I haven't really played any of the Torchlight series. Okay, let the gasps come. They say, <right? gasps> All right. But I have seen YouTube videos on Torchlight 2 from one of my favorite channels. And it looks like it is a whole lot of fun. I definitely want to try this out, but right now my job's kind of cutting back on hours, so I need to save my money. So I don't really have the resources to get any new games as of now.
All right, so as of right now, did you accept my friend's request on Steam, Dan?
I did.
All right, we're giving you Torchlight 2 right now.
Awesome.
And we look forward to hearing about your experiences in that next time you're on the community show.
I will let you guys know.
Because I had a feeling you'd be interested in that, and I was surprised you left it off the list because I knew you were totally into Diablo. And you still haven't beat Diablo 2 yet, have you?
Like I said, my computer and the graphics card issue, kind of hard to play games here and there. But I do really enjoy playing Diablo 2. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy that game more than you guys know. I play with my friend Schaefer all the time. Me and him are on Act 2 on our characters. And it was funny. As soon as we walk into an uncharted area in Act 2, me and him get bombarded by tons of enemies. We had to keep on running back into town, fill up on health potions, and run back out. We did this like 10 times before we both rage quitted and said, okay, that is way too much for us to handle. What is up with this?
I still remember that time you and I were playing Diablo 2 together, and you died. Like, every time you'd fight a boss?
I sucked at Diablo 2 when me and you played and gotten a lot better. Thank you very much.
I think you were playing, like, an assassin or something, and you were trying to use a sword or a bow or something.
A bow.
Instead and of a dagger. Yes,
I was an assassin, and I tried to use a bow. And, yeah, didn't work out. So I went back to the little hand knives that she has there.
I remember I went back to town to sell, and I came back. I'm like, Dan, where are you? You're like, I'm dead. I think we were doing the hardcore challenge at the time.
Did we do hardcore?
I think we did when the Diablo Off the Record was first starting up. That was way back when Yvarwin was first chairing it.
Yeah, I think we might have.
Yeah, but we gave that up and just started a regular playthrough because you kept dying.
Yeah.
Couldn't make any progress. All right, now we're back into everybody's favorite segment, Quick Fire Questions. Dan, are you ready?
This sounds intimidating, but okay, go ahead, shoot.
Well, just to remind everybody, I'm going to pose a question to one of the people on the show. And tonight, that's either going to be Dan or Paige. And they're going to give me a response quickly without thinking about it. Are you prepared?
No.
You are not prepared.
That's not even possible.
All right, Dan, you're first. If you could only eat cupcakes or brownies for the rest of your life, would you rather have a heart attack or die of starvation because you're stuck between the handles on your computer chair?
Brownies and... Okay, what? Computer chair. All right.
So Dan would rather die at his computer chair. Paige, if you find yourself at the pound looking to adopt a new puppy, would you rather be spit on by the dog warden or have a hobo panhandling outside give you a hug?
I'd have to go with a hobo hug. Reminds me of being around your dad.
Oh, so true. Dan, if you were born as a blessed child under a harvest moon, would you rather have an extra nose or a third eye? And why?
Third eye. It just looked cool.
Okay. I have nothing to say to that. Am I the only one with a dirty mind here?
Ew. Gross.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Paige.
All right, moving on.
If you were fishing in a toxic lake, would you rather catch a snapping sea turtle with three heads or a shark with legs?
Oh, I'd have to go with the turtle with the three heads. I could punch him all at once.
Dan, if you were drowning in a river, would you prefer the old crusty man that gave you mouth-to-mouth to take your wallet or your house keys?
Take my wallet and house keys. Thank you.
No, you misunderstood the question, Dan. Listen carefully. If you were drowning in a river, would you prefer that the crusty old man that gave you mouth-to-mouth take your wallet or take your house keys?
Wallet. Take my wallet.
See, you're
not even going anywhere near me.
You're not getting out of the crusty old man giving you mouth-to-mouth.
But then he'd be able to find where you were, where your address on your driver's license. So he's coming to your house anyway.
Yeah, he's coming.
He's going to get you.
But isn't it Joe's address that he'd have?
Yes.
Moving on, Paige. If you lost your house and were forced to live inside of a trash can, would you hate when the family who owned the trash cans emptied their cat litter boxes or accidentally hit the trash cans with their car the most?
I think I'd rather them hit me with a car because, you know, you're protected by a trash can. You can just get out and walk away.
Yeah.
Kitty poop is icky.
And then eventually you'd turn green from, like, the mold and stuff, and you could just pop out of there and be like, "Get away from my trash can!
I'm Oscar."
When a giant yellow bird comes walking down the street.
That'd be you.
No. That'd be the guy that gave Dan mouth-to-mouth in the last question.
Oh, God.
It's my buddy. I sent him to see you.
That's the end of quickfire questions, so it's time to move on to our community news. Dan, my fellow QGN brother, how about telling people about the contest we have going on right now?
The QGN Network is currently giving away another pair of tweaked audio earbuds. That's right. Listen up if you want a free pair of tweaked audio earbuds. For this contest, we would like you listeners to send us an email and tell us what you think is the funniest moment in any QGM podcast. For instance, if you hear Dave say something funny in Diablo off the record, send us an email that tells us the episode number, what podcast it is, and what minute approximately we need to listen to. Again, the episode number, podcast, and approximately time that we need to listen to.
Yeah, about a timestamp. Like, if you're listening to the episode and Dave says something funny about 3 minutes in, tell us that. Because we're going to go to the time you specified and listen to it. And if we don't hear the humor, then you can't really qualify because what you sent us wasn't funny.
A winner will be chosen at random. Good luck, everybody.
That's right. And now, our record times. Minecraft Off the Record records at 7 p.m. on Sundays. PlanetSide Off the Record records at 3 p.m. on Thursdays. Elder Scrolls Off the Record records at 7 p.m. on Thursdays. Diablo Off the Record records at 7 p.m. on Saturdays. And our next community show will be the weekend of October 12th. And hopefully we'll be back to our regular format, but if not, we'll put something out, have a little bit of fun, like we are tonight. And you can visit our forums at questgamingcommunity.com. where you're highly encouraged to make an account and let us know what you want to hear on this show. We do value any and all feedback we receive for this show. You can either send us an email at qgncommunity@gmail.com or post on our forums. We read them regularly, and anything you say anywhere on our forums could possibly end up on the show if it's relevant to what we're talking about that week. So it's time to wrap up now. Dan, would you tell the people our 5-star review for this week?
All right, we've got a review from the US of A, and the reviewer name is The Baby of the Dragon. Nice to see you again. Thanks for reviewing, and we would like to see a whole lot more on this show. Come on, keep Fred's morale up.
Go ahead and tell people where to reach us to, Dan, please.
All right. You can reach the show at the QGN community at gmail.com or the QGN net or at Twitter at QG Network.
Yeah, that one is a little bit of a tongue twister. It's hard to just say QG Network because we're so used to saying QGN all the time.
And you can also find Fred at Sith Lord Corv. You can tweet Keth at Keth Gaming, or you can email him at kethgaming@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at Boontini. You can find Paige.
Boone_Teeny.
Boone_Teeny. My bad. And you can find Paige at.
Don't even try it. Let me do it.
At Asa Fiery. A S A P H I R Y. And final thoughts for tonight, Dan.
Well, I would just like to say it's been fun, all of you. Nice to meet you, Paige. And I definitely look forward to doing this again.
Oh, you'll be back. Don't worry. And Paige, final thoughts?
Nice to meet you too, Dan. And Fred, I'll see you later.
My final thoughts are I'd like to thank you, Dan, for hopping on here after you got off work. I know you had a long day. And thank you, Paige, for being willing to record with us tonight with such short notice. And I hope that we get some community listeners volunteering to come on here and talk with us. Come on, we don't bite hard.
And no one wants to see Paige again.
I wouldn't say that. All right, it's time to say goodbye. Dan, would you lead things off, please?
See y'all later, and I hope you listen to my next Creeper Corner on Minecraft Off the Record.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, everyone. And remember, QGN Community Cast is a Quest Gaming Network production and made possible by listeners like you.
Awesome.
Yeah, we need someone to scrape the crud off his feet.
Not awesome.
So wait, Yvarwin's gonna be out of a job soon? How's my volume sounding to you guys? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can hear you fine.
Alright. I'm showing a little bit of variance on my levels when I'm talking.
Oh, that sounds like science.
Nah, it's software.
Same thing. What is this? I don't know what to do.
And you're not gonna have like a midnight train come through, are you, Dan?
A train?
Probably not.
How do you live where there's still trains?
This is either gonna be the best show we've ever released or it's gonna be terrible.
Oh, this is going to be terrible.
And no swearing on the recording either.
Oh my god, then what am I going to do? Like how we conveniently left out the stories of my noobness. Pew, pew. Yeah. What the hell? You hear me talking.
Yeah, but Dan.
What's up, Fred?
I will not be laughing.
Oh, I forgot this show has outtakes.
I will
not.
Oh, God. It's okay.